The concept of mining one's own experiences for subject matter is certainly familiar to the Weekly Reader's resident book critic Marian Winnick, and she is not alone. I'm Lisa Morgan, and on today's show, Professor Winnick has a pair of new titles that fit the bill. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. There's nothing wrong, I hope, in writing about one's own life, suggests the late poet laureate Donald Hall, who died last month at 89. This proposition is offered in the course of a piece on Richard Wilbur, one of a series of charming vignettes remembering other writers. Over four decades, every time I saw Saul Bellow, he was pissed off. Robert Frost, of all people, complained to me that Rethke was too competitive. The proposition that there is nothing wrong with writing about one's own life underlies A Carnival of Losses, Notes Nearing 90, which continues the musings begun in Essays After 80 and 17 previous works of prose. More on the writing life, more on Hall's marriage to and early loss of his wife, the beloved poet Jane Kenyon. More on Eagle Pond Farm, the New Hampshire property where his family has lived since the Civil War. More on medical matters and mortality. More on the poet's famously immoderate beard. As I write towards my 90s, I shed my skin. I tell short anecdotes. I hazard an opinion, speculate, assume, and remember. The brief vignettes collected here recall Joan Didion's deconstructed reflections in Blue Nights, also probably her last book of new work, except much, much more cheerful. If you are Donald Hall, there is nothing wrong with writing about your own life, even if there really is not much in the way of new subject matter. While some memoirs succeed on the basis of the stunning story they tell, the best recent example being Tara Westover's Educated, Hall's delightful persona on the page, his crystalline, rhythmically precise sentences, his dry wit, and his humility about his own achievements guarantee that we will happily spend this final afternoon in his company. The debut memoir from Canadian-born New Yorker Glynis McNichol, No One Tells You This, recounts the author's experience of turning 40, childless and unmarried, and finding that it is far from the nightmare situation that others seem to believe. A book like this begins at a slight disadvantage, since milestones of this sort are not always as interesting to other people as they are to the person experiencing them. The author may take Hall's permission to write about her own life only if she can convince us that we care. She has to be able to tell a story and turn a phrase. She has to find something uncommon to offer in common situations. Quote, I had known early on that I did not want my mother's life. If anything, I actively unwanted it, she writes in a prologue. The idea of actively unwanting one's mother's life felt both totally familiar and freshly formulated, thus taking the first step in overcoming the problems of solipsism and been-there-done-that-ism that a memoirist of ordinary life confronts. At the same time that she's convincing you of her insight, she's beginning to win your heart, particularly in her description of her mother's decline and her conflicted feelings about sending her to a nursing home, also in her experiences helping with her single sister's three small children. Fortunately, there aren't many stories about dating. We've heard the ones about the text-based relationship with an unnamed actor and the one-night stand with the Marlboro man. On the other hand, the Tinder date with an old liar who becomes obsessed with the idea that she has dated John Hamm is pretty funny. Give it a try.
The books are A Carnival of Losses by Donald Hall and No One Tells You This by Glynis McNichol. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.